All right. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Ruby Yassi. And guess what? This is a new music exclusive, unreleased, never before played on the radio. Y'all the first one with it. If you're listening right now, you're the first one to hear it on radio. And it's actually coming soon. It's not even out. It's a super exclusive. And it's actually the title track to my project that I'm dropping. And it's also the name of the tour that I'm going on in September, the IDGAF tour, because, you know, we out of style. We don't give a what. So, yeah, this is it's the new record, but it ain't out yet. So just check it out, and I want some honest feedback on it.
You have reached Mrs. I Don't Give a Fuck. This mailbox is full.
Goodbye.
I be everywhere. Mrs. IDGAF, BB, I ain't never care. Mrs. I ain't never care. Mrs. I ain't never care. Mrs. IDGAF, Mrs. I ain't never care.
I'm Mrs. Bitch, we outside.
Mrs. I be everywhere.
Okay.
That nigga say I'm crazy, call me Mrs. OL. I'm Mrs. I ain't never scared. Mrs. I'm a whale. Hell, bitches full of caps.
Yeah.
I'm Mrs. Give them back.
Yeah.
Booty so organic, bitch, I'm Mrs. Throw it back. Yeah. I just hit the mall, they call me Mrs. Blow it back.
Yeah.
Pull up with my sis, I'm Mrs. on my whole bag.
Yeah.
Walking on they head.
Yeah.
I'ma break a neck. BB hit the stage, they call me Mrs. Break a leg.
Okay.
Nigga run a loop. Call me Mrs. Cute and Rude.
Okay.
Yeah. Once I see that dick, I'm Mrs. I know what to do.
Yeah.
Mrs. Deep Throat.
Yeah.
I'm Mrs. Never Choke.
Yeah.
And that pussy water, Mrs. Wetter than a boat.
Yeah.
Asking about my ex, I'm Mrs. I don't fucking know.
Huh?
Mrs. Cuckoo, Mrs. Lulu, Mrs. We ain't fucking folks.
Never.
Yeah. I'm Mrs. I don't know that man. I'm Mrs. Never Fuck Again. Disloyal niggas make me cringe. And you can call my pussy Mrs. You can't lick again. Mrs. IDGAF, Mrs. I ain't never care.
I'm Mrs. Bitch, we outside.
Mrs. I be everywhere.
Okay.
That nigga say I'm crazy, call me Mrs. OL. I'm Mrs. I ain't never scared. Mrs. I'm a raised hell. Mrs. IDGAF, Mrs. I ain't never care.
I'm Mrs. Bitch, we outside.
Mrs. I be everywhere.
Okay.
That nigga say I'm crazy, call me Mrs. OL. I'm Mrs. I ain't never scared. Mrs. I'm a raised hell. Standing on business, Mrs. Dane on my level. Mrs. I've been sending hoes to graveyards, I'm Mrs. Shelby. All these niggas like my students, Mrs. Please do what I tell you. Free B.I., call me Mrs. Bitch, I ain't stopping now. He think he's smart, I'm Mrs. Clever. Think he's slick, I'm Mrs. Ice. He Mr. Mean, he must be green if he think I'm Mrs. Knight. If that nigga do me wrong, then it ain't no Mrs. Right. I'm Mrs. Get Back, Miss Get Even, Mrs. I ain't think it twice. Mrs. IDGAF, Mrs. I ain't never care.
I'm Mrs. Bitch, we outside.
Mrs. I be everywhere. That nigga say I'm crazy, call me Mrs. OL. I'm Mrs. I ain't never scared. Mrs. I'm a raised hell. Mrs. IDGAF. Mrs. I ain't never care.
I'm Mrs. Bitch, we outside.
Mrs. I be everywhere. That nigga say I'm crazy, call me Mrs. OL. I'm Mrs. I ain't never scared. Mrs. I'm a raised hell.
You have reached Mrs. I Don't Give a Fuck.
Man, time is just flying, man. We back again, another edition of the ATL Live. We back, another week is going by, but we here. All right, salute to everybody, all right, in the building. I definitely appreciate the support. All right, big salute to our guest from last Friday, came in and definitely had a real hot conversation. All right, big shout out to Bree Biasi. All right, she was in the building last week. All right, on the ATL Live show, y'all just heard that super exclusive, right? All right, see, this is just the beginning, all right, of the summer. I don't know. I've been thinking up a few different phrases for it, but I guess maybe like the summer excursion, or maybe we should call it the summer smackdown. I think I kind of like that. I think I got a nice ring to it. I think we'll call it the summer smackdown, because we're just going to be, you know, we've been smacking people around for the past couple of months. We've been proving some points, all right? Nobody has better interviews than I do. Nobody gets more exclusive records than I do, even when I get them directly from the artist, all right? So that by itself says a whole lot. But then, even if they don't give them to me, I get them anyway, all right? Because that's what we do, all right? We do this for real, for real. Big shout out to the Tylers, all right? They are in the building. I know they got a lot to talk about, all right? They stay busy, so we're going to get them connected in just a minute. All right, big shout out to my dude, Mr. Roy. I see him on the check-in. We got a guest that's going to be coming in the building a little bit later on during the course of the show, all right? Debo Mac. All right, independent artist, all right, by the name of Debo Mac. He'll be in the building during the next hour of the show. All right, he got some music for us and got a couple things to talk about, so we're going to see what it is. All right, so, yeah, we're just getting started, just getting the warm. I was on a conference call. All right, I was hosting a conference call, actually. Some of y'all might have seen the promo for that. All right, big shout out to X-Squad DJs for inviting me to co-host that conference call. I had a real good time. All right, big shout out to the gentleman who was on the conference call, Jay Trax. All right, got a crazy song. Song is banging. All right, featuring Sexy Red. All right, song is real heavy. And he will actually be in the building tomorrow. So, yeah, we added real heavy. I told you, the Summer Smackdown. The Summer Smackdown, that's what it is. Telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. If you want to get at me, you want to shout yourself out, want to do some promo on what you got going on in your neck of the woods, all right, this is the place to do so. All right, the independent artist best friend is definitely in the building. Get your music to us, and we will get it out to the world, all right? All right, on the syndicated Dirty Basement Radio Show. All right, ATL Live, let me get the Tylers connected because they are in ATL and they are live. So, Tylers, what's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, y'all.
I'm Nelson.
So what's good?
I'm Kim.
We are to meet the Tylers.
Experience, yeah. Your livest ATL correspondent, ATL Live,
yeah,
yo.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so I know y'all got some events, some things to talk about. Now, I know I missed. All right, we broke the record last Friday, actually. We broke the record last Friday, all right, on ATL Live, all right, that new LL Cool J joint, all right, with him, Rick Ross, and Fat Joe on the record, all right, that Saturday Night Special joint. But you guys were actually on the DigiWax conference call, went down this week, this Wednesday. I missed it again, all right. But they had LL on the conference call.
Yeah.
Now,
I
talk about that a little bit. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Man, it was a lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom.
Yeah, he was giving us a lot of knowledge, a lot of game for the future. You see what I'm saying? He's preparing for the future. He's in good shape. He sounds good. He was interview ready. You feel me? I was a little starstruck. I ain't going to lie. Me and my husband both was like, wow, that's Mr. OG Def Jam. Like, and we're actually able to ask him questions and talk to him, and that's crazy. Thanks. Shout out to DigiWax for the opportunity. Mr. DigiWax himself, CL, and, DJ T-Rex. From TMZ, he puts me in the game over there. So,
yeah, that's how. So, you guys actually had a chance to get on the line with him and ask him a question and have some conversation with him.
We did, but we didn't because they had to start. They was kicking people out left and right, so we were just in the cut listening to the people.
Why were they kicking people out?
Because, you know, the calls is up to a
like
certain
a hundred,
amount of numbers.
Yeah, it's only
like
100.
And by the time he got in, it was about
right.
maximum point, you know, so they had to kick some people
and
out.
And everybody is like, if their sound was in the background, they was kicking them off. They was asking stuff that they didn't like, they kicked them off. Like, they didn't make any apologies because it was a collaboration with Def Jam, so it had to be proper, you know.
Man, I got so much knowledge that would last me, I promise you, for like 10 years. That brother was spitting. He was talking gems. He was.
Well, I'm sure, DigiWax does put on a top-notch conference call. They have access to everybody. So, you know, if there's somebody that to be got, they can definitely get them. I've been on some DigiWax calls in the past with some, you know, big name folks, and they definitely pull, all the folks. They can get anybody who they need to, you know what I'm saying? And folks are happy to do it because of that platform. You know what I mean? And they definitely get the record out. You know, I when I realized what time it was, you know, I thought about it for a hot second, but I'm like, man, I don't want to be trying to come in late. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and judging by what you're saying, it would have probably been a real futile effort because I probably wouldn't have been able to even, you know, probably wouldn't be able to get in. You know, they probably wouldn't even have saw it, you know, because a lot of times, you know, you go on a DigiWatch call, you know, you get in there early, you know what I'm saying? They'll see you in the room and say, they'll see you in the waiting room. They'll bring you right in. Boom. You'll be right in. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, definitely.
But I know that call was flooded yesterday. I know everybody was trying to get into that call.
Yeah, it definitely was. It definitely was. I was glad because I'm a part of, like, the weekly calls, so I'm in there pretty early most of the time, so I get in there, but, you know, I'm blessed to be a part of it, and I have had the chance to ask live questions to a lot of great game spitters, industry movers and shakers, hella artists, hella management, like, and that's why we're able to do what we do, you know, because of different platforms that's welcomed us, you know, with their guests and their members. So
right. Well, you know, now a lot of conference calls, I've been on a lot of conference calls over the years, you know, different people that put them on, different, you know, entities and whatnot. But I've always had a tendency not to really speak that much on conference calls, usually because of the way that they're kind of run a lot of times. You know, a lot of times, a lot of
crosstalk,
a lot of people, you know, a lot of people jumping in back and forth, cutting each other off, this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
There's a lot of, you know, now if you're just coming in and you don't have a bunch of relationships with the host and different kind of things that are, you know, hosting the call, you know, there's a certain level of, I guess you could, you know, I guess it comes down to, you know, maybe them, you know, knowing people and then not knowing other people, but, you know, just the way that the calls usually go, I usually, so you know what, I'm just going to chill. I prefer to do most of my calls on my own show.
A wise man told me the less you speak, the more you learn, especially when pioneers in the building.
When
you know what I'm saying?
So greatness, people that has longevity and respect. Like,
right. What was in my mind, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to listen and learn as much as possible. You know?
Yeah. It's, everything's a learning experience. It's either a blessing or a lesson. You feel me? So, and a lot of the stuff is both. So, you know, we definitely look forward to different things. Speaking of greatness, we're actually booked. We're supposed to be at Carly Red's video, a private release party. So we got booked for that through a PR agency. So we're looking to that. And we're also RSVP'd for Spice's video release next week on Thursday. So.
Okay. We're
representing DJ Sincere. We got the motion down here in ATL Live. You feel me? They want to book with us. They want to come on and talk to us and give us the exclusives because we got somewhere to put them at. You feel me?
All right. Well, that's what it is. They can, you know, you can put them right here, bring them right here to the ATL Live show. You know what I'm saying? The independent artist's best friend. All right, we can get them, you know, across the board on, you know, some of our other syndicated stations, affiliated stations, and, you know, a lot of stuff could go on, you know, in between the stuff that you guys do and the stuff that I do over here. There's a lot of reach that we could give an artist, and that's part of the whole, you know, the whole background attitude of the Summer Smackdown, because, you know, sometimes, you know, Mr. Raw can tell you, you know, we pop out and we do this from time to time because folks just be acting up and they don't be talking right and they be saying crazy things. And I'm like, well, how you going to talk to me like this? Like, how you going to talk to me like this and you already know what it is? You know the resume, all right? You know the ability. You know what we've done. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy. So let me just, you know, let my ego hang out for a little while and just, you know, do a little reminding, just a little bit of reminding. But we got a little bit more that we're going to be doing. All right, some things we have to slow down on and reevaluate some stuff. But now we back on it again. All right. Unfortunately, sometimes in this business, you have to do business with other entities, and it's not always easy. And sometimes, you know, even if the other entity gives the total appearance of the total professional type organization, sometimes when you get a closer look, closer into it, and actually start to deal with that entity or that person, you see that, you know, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors and things that are it looks real shiny, but the business practices sometimes leave some things to be desired. And that's what I found out, all right, when we made our first foray into Dirt TV. Unfortunately, the place that we were scheduled to record it at, beautiful facility, alright, but their business was very sloppy. I'm not going to say the name of the facility, you know what I'm saying? You know, if they get it together, I'd always be willing to go back there and try to do it again, but unfortunately we had to, you know, curtail our business. But I found another facility, so we'll be bringing Dirt TV to you very, very soon. All right, we'll be doing our first recording.
I just want to let this out because it's crazy you touched on that business part. I just had a meeting. I'm not going to get too much in the details, but you have to separate business from feelings. You know what I'm saying? Just because on a business level you don't agree with that, that don't mean that you feel a way on a personal level. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I decided to let that out.
Right, because, you know, see, a lot of times now, you know, it's a business. They didn't treat us right, you know, in what we were trying to do. So we have to, you know, pull out of it and, you know, get our money out of it and this, that, and the other thing. But it's not to say that, you know, if a situation was changed, I wouldn't mind going back to that facility again because it's a very, very nice place. But, you know, they're not the only fish in the sea, fortunately. But let's get to this music right now. We were talking about LL, so we got to play this new song. I once again broke this record just last week on the ATL Live show. We couldn't even wait for Saturday. Had to play it. All right, this is the great Uncle L alongside of Rick Ross and Fat Joe, Saturday Night Special on a Friday, ATL Live.
Hustlers you meet in the game, shit is cold, don't put your trust in them. Let me explain. The greedy killer, he wanna fuck hoes and get the money, but he quick to feel disrespected. One slip of the tongue, wrong word selected. Bullets drilling in your melon when you least expect it. Number one priority, self-preservation. That applies to majority, different situations. The daredevil type, love to make a scene, the nigga hype. If he's the center of attention, you alright. He worried about his rep. Put dirt on his name, you getting slept. Extra sensitive, quiet as kept. So you gotta play it cool with him, laugh at his jokes. Don't inhale too deep when he pass you the smoke. He asking you a question, he might go for your throat. It's best to be transparent, or that's all she wrote. Always keep your words, always pay him back. Always keep your words, always pay him back. Always keep your words,
living like a villain, sipping V on out the glass. Million on the wrist, quick to skip about a rap. Corvette club, waving Maybach flags. 100-foot yachts, jumping waves, running laps. Really just wanna smoke, really just wanna peace. The niggas who want the most, somebody end up with the least. Shorty just broke a lease, ready to move with me. I put it all in the book, praying that she could read. Really, are you a G? Niggas just wanna see. I'm running the numbers up, I feel I'm still in the lead. Tentacles in the streets, criminals getting cream. The 7 series new beam, but really it's not a thing. Always getting the money, still hustle the max. Always keeping it real, always getting it back. Bitches come with the thrills, all I want is the cash. My niggas still on the rise, why I'm charging the tax.
Always keep your word, always paying back. Always keep your word, always paying back. Always keep your word.
Then there's the boss player. He got a shrewd intellect. He thinking big picture, he patient with disrespect. He always keep his word, but there's pressure when he collect. He keeps the blicky close, he's smart when he invests. Stay away from his hoes, that'll keep you out the mess. He act like he treat him cold, but that is just a test. Keep your jokes to a minimum when wifey is around. Remember he's a man, and fuck how it sounds.
give you the shirt off his back. Cross him, that's that.
Yeah.
Always keep your word. Always pay him back. Always keep your word. Always pay him back. Always keep your word. Always pay him back. Always keep it real. Always like crack. Bob kicks like a teacher. Just blew a mini mansion in Atlanta on some sneakers. I brought the purses to the verses. Been bodying shit. Big boy hearses. Staying careers like windows in the churches. Brought the yay to the trap. This Sunday service. Always have a gauge. Always had the Mac. Always move weight. Always move the pack. Always keep your word. Always say it back. Always keep it real. Always like crack. Always keep your word. Always pay him back. Always keep your word. Always pay him back. Always keep your word. Always pay him back. Always keep your word.
Always pay him back.
By my sanctuary, herb. So a nigga had to walk on water. Cause I ain't gonna bring that back to the sanctuary. Yeah. What's the album? Look.
You know I had all. Did the incapable, started a battery, got back in charge. Did it again. Haters, I hate to admit I'm amazing. I mastered the art of the capable wind. Top of the mountain, my feathers was floating on top of my head while facing the wind.
By the creator, forgiving my sins. I'm mighty creator, I need to be clean.
Rocking all white, spirit fulfilled. Little Mercedes inside of the bin. Swimming with sharks, I get caught slipping. I ain't doing no ball stripping. Did a few miracles.
Walked on water in front of you niggas. I borrowed a pair of God slippers. I borrowed a pair of God slippers, did a few miracles. I borrowed a pair of God slippers, made them believe I did a few miracles. I borrowed a pair of God slippers, walked on water in front of you niggas. I borrowed a pair of God slippers.
Me, I'm the real deal, no pretending. I'm with my engineer, we on business. Cut the balloon wrapper, ink in a tube, about to pack them, still real simple. Wide strings with the wide wings, with the grid lines, I done tried things. Diamond link with the small B, with the big stamps in the middle. Michael Jackson bad with the riddles. You gotta get some fast comprehension. Moonwalking backwards with a lot of squares. I maneuver past competition. Last year, I was on my ass. I was doing bad, I remember. Said the prayers, I sped past. Boom, through the dash in the Bentley. Did the incapable, started a battery, got back in charge. Did it again. Haters, I hate to admit I'm amazing. I mastered the art of the capable wind. Top of the mountain, my feathers was floating on top of my head while facing the wind.
By the creator, forgiving my sins. Almighty creator, I need to be clean.
Rocking all white, spirit fulfilled. Little Mercedes inside of the bin. Swimming with sharks, I get caught slipping. I ain't doing no ball stripping. Did a few miracles.
Walked on water in front of you niggas. I borrowed a pair of God slippers. I borrowed a pair of God slippers. Did a few miracles. I borrowed a pair of God slippers. Made them believe I did a few miracles. I borrowed a pair of God slippers. Walked on water in front of you niggas. I borrowed a pair of God slippers.
She got manipulated, but she got frustrated. She didn't reach the point of no return. Go live with what you did and no return. I'm up in rank, I had to wait my turn. She finally got my turn. Speaking out of turn. One day you gon' learn. Made my heart hurt. Now you in your feelings. Cry me a rim. I am not concerned.
I am not concerned.
Ain't getting mush. We keeping it pushing. I'm stretching my muscle. I know how to hustle. Wealth is experience. I come out the gutter. You come out the mud. You can come out from that. Bought me a brick. I done cut down the onions. Supplying them jumps. Controlling us all. Traveling traffic. Supporting my young. Wearing with a baggage. You know I'm coming. Did the incapable, started a battery, got back in charge. Did it again. Haters, I hate to admit I'm amazing. I mastered the art of the capable wind. Top of the mountain, my feathers was floating on top of my head while facing the wind.
By the creator, forgiving my sins. I'm mighty creator, I need to be clean.
Rocking all white, spirit fulfilled. Little Mercedes inside of the bin. Swimming with sharks, I get caught slipping. I ain't doing no ball stripping. Did a few miracles.
Walked on water in front of you niggas. I'm on a pair of God slipper.
I borrowed a pair of God slippers,
did a few miracles.
I borrowed a pair of God slippers, made them believe I did a few miracles.
I borrowed a pair of God slippers,
walked on water in front of you niggas.
I borrowed a pair of God slippers.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, DJ Sincere, holding down the MIC. We got the Tylers in the building, the ATL live show. Be skating on these fools. Be gliding on these fools. You know what I mean? We're going to keep it bouncing right now. Nobody does it like we do it. I'm one of one. I believe that. Brand new music coming from Gunna.
One-on-one, bitch, they team. One-on-one, never again.
One-on-one.
Don't get the kick in the butter. I count it like hustle the money all in.
Rhyming the town in the drop top coupe in the mud in the trunk, you can hear it. Been all about how they want me to lose, but I'm W, do for a win. Fuckin' this bitch in the urge, I'm having this nobody pull up a lid. Off of my dummy, you'll see how I'm coming, you'll take me, I'm right on the edge. Then as a youngin', I been had to shoot out some money all under my bed. 2018 came a million, I made a career, niggas thought it'd be dead. Heart getting cold, my body cold, I took a little itch. Hit her one time, told her pull up again, making it look put stretch. Give me some head in the back of the Benz, grip in the back of her neck. I wanna put Meritin on the tent, I wanna see the reflection. I'm the best dressed at the Met. You wear her dress, I know how to dress. Turn the drip to a flex. This bitch got the check, I poke out my chest. I'm treating little boy like my pet. I let the bitch you who for sex. I know the young one of a catch. Got 101 ice on the jet. 101 bitches, they 10. 101 never again. When get the kick in the butter, I count it like hustle the money all in. Rhyming the
Yeah, Dirty Biz Radio, we floating on the ATL live show. Big shout out to that 517 area code, I see you. Let's go.
101 mystery kit. 101 bitch. Come to the spot, I got 101 pieces and all of them cost me a grip. Come to the US, a pretty hoe ready to go in the pole with her lips. Good service, I'm ready to tip. You knowin' I'm hip, I don't got a trip. You know I ain't no little bit of shrimp. We switching positions, we switching locations. I'm fucking this bitch in the gym. She said she don't wanna say gunner no more, and she bout to start calling me him.
I'm him.
I need you making it hot. The stakes is high, the prices is high. I'm about to fly to Dubai.
I'm gone.
Horse and boo, HB on the tie. I with the 101 ride. And cuffin' the bill at a slide. I come and I come to get mine. Pop out on these bill like surprise. 101 bitches, they 10. 101 never again. When get the kick in the butter, I count it like hustle the money all in. Rhyming the town in the drop top coupe in the mud in the trunk, you can hear. Been all about how they want me to lose, but I'm W, do for a win.
Yeah, brand new fire coming from Gunna on that one. That was one of one. Let's keep it going with some more major label folks. All right, brand new music coming from Megan Thee Stallion. This is DOA. Press that number one button if you want to get at me. Oh, wait, just as soon as I say it, they do it. All right, let me go to this 517 area code right quick, see what it do. 517, you're live on the air. What's happening?
Hey, hey, what's good with it, man? Devo Mac at the location.
Okay, Debo Mac in the building, pulling up early, pulling up early. All right, we got the Tylers in the building. Tylers, what's happening?
What's happening, Debo Mac? What's good, brother?
What's up, Debo? How you doing?
Hey, I'm living, man. I'm living. Y'all can hear me well right now?
Yeah. Welcome to the ATL Live Show.
All right, that's what's up. I appreciate the hospitality. I've been listening to the vibes y'all kicking out, man. I'm fucking with it. I can't even lie right now. So that's what's up. Shout
appreciate
out to DJ
it,
Taylor.
I
appreciate
it. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
All right, so while we get into it a little bit, brother, you know what I'm saying, why don't you introduce yourself, so tell us a little bit about, you know, your history in the game and, you know, how you got started.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Lansing, Michigan, born and raised. My name is Debo Mac. I've been doing this for a long while. I'm not even going to lie. You know, everybody get into this music their own little way. Me personally, I started out doing ciphers and battle rapping and stuff like that on Michigan State campus. And then, you know, it kind of evolved from there. Everything takes its own course, you know what I mean? So I kind of found my way. But honestly, I started, like, painting pictures on canvas, making actual songs and everything, really when I stopped smoking weed, because it got, for some reason, it got hard for me to freestyle. I think I had some sort of mental shock or something, you know what I'm saying? So, like, after that, I found my way with the pen, and everything started getting easier, you know? So after that, it was just banging songs out. Shout out to my dude, 365 OTG. I know him as ILL. We go way back, you know, that's throwback to me, but that's the dude who, like, got me in the studio, and we started banging out bars, putting actual songs together, and, you know what I mean, from there, it's a wrap, you know, couple hundred songs in, still having fun with it, and if it's fun, it's never work, you know, so that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, all right, that's what it is. So, you know, as far as, you know, like the different, you know, the different twists and turns, you know, I'm quite sure that your career has taken, you know, navigating it. You know, what were some of the, you know, some of the highs and lows for you?
Oh, man. You know, first off, I want to thank you because, you know, I done a lot of these radio interviews and everything, but that's the first time that I recall being asked this question. So, you know, you're making me think different, and I appreciate you for that. So highs and lows, doing what I do, I would have to say right after I had put together an album that took a lot of my energy from the standpoint that I did most of the creation, mixing and mastering, making the beats, the whole thing, all the content discussed in each song was out of my brain. The whole thing top to bottom. This was a collab album. Right after it was released, my mom's health took a turn for the worse, and it got in my head so bad that I couldn't even hit the road. You know, we had shows lined up and everything, and I couldn't even hit the road. And it was at a point where I had a really, really nice following, and I just felt like mentally I wasn't there. Yeah, I could step on stage, but I didn't feel like I was going to be able to do what I needed to do 100% because mentally I was not there. I was trying to be, but it just was not, you know, you know how that goes, you know. So that was an absolute low immediately after a real high because I was really going in a, you know, like an upper trend right there. And that's life though, you know. I tell people all the time, like, you know, we all structure our days, our weeks, our months, our years on wins and losses, right? Nobody wants that L. They all want the dubs. Everybody wants a W, right? But really think about it. Like, you can't make a W. You cannot write a W on paper without the ups and downs. I mean, really think about it. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm okay with how that happened because after that, when I got my footing back, you know, I got the hunger back, my head was 100%, and I started getting at it. And I felt like when I started getting at it after all of that, it was more passionate, and everything seemed to be more precise per song, and the words came out easier, and it was just working, almost like I was supposed to pause to take care of what I needed to take care of. For more than one reason, not just because of my mom's going through the situation. It was maybe it was something, some sort of divine intervention or some crazy stuff like that that was just supposed to happen, you know. But it really be like that sometimes, and you don't really know what's going on. But in regards to the highs and lows, you know, that's really two of mine in a nutshell, because everything was really banging for me right in that time, and it kind of made me slow down a little bit and really think about it all. So now I love it more. Every song I put out, you know, it's got a very intricate amount of passion to it, in its own way, shape, and form. And I just really appreciate, everything that comes from it and goes with it. As an artist, you should really be there. And if you just slap songs together, you know, this is my personal message to you. Get out of the way. Just get out of the way. You know what I mean? It's real Basquiat out there. It's real Picasso's out there, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it's
not playing around. Yeah, your people think you nice, you know, you putting these songs together, you got a dope beat. But if you don't got the love for it, then you getting in the way of other people that do.
Well, sure enough. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, ATL. We got Debo Mac in the building with us. All right. Now, there's something that you just said. All right. I definitely like what you just said. So if you want to get a W, you're going to go through some ups and downs. All right. That's some real talk right there. All right. I'm going to throw it back to the Tylers, though. All right. And then we're going to get to some of your music.
That's what's up.
That's crazy you said that, bro, because I just said that today. If you ain't got the love for it, then what are you doing it for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing it for?
If you're just putting anything out and not putting your love for the art behind it with it, then you're really just doing it as a hobby, in my opinion.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I said.
So on the album, there's a song.
I don't remember what it was. Yeah, yeah. What's that now? My bad.
No, I was going to say there's a song on the album called Toxic, you know, and from our meeting last Sunday, you know, that's my favorite song on the album.
Yeah, I knew you were
going to
say something about it.
Got that in the MP3 pack that I sent over there.
Yeah.
But, where did, okay, talk about that song for, or okay, let me ask you this question rather.
Yep.
Since we've spoken, have you decided on a favorite song on the album?
Nope. 100% have not.
Oh,
but, you know,
man.
Like, but this is my thing though, right? Like, and I had talked about some of this when we chopped it up, right? Number one, it's new to somebody somewhere. Like, if you're indie, right, and you just getting started out or whatever, you got to understand this. It's okay to step out of your city and step out of your state, because some of the things that come along with performing in the same area all the time is, number one, you're running into the same crowd. You're running into the same people getting on the same stage as you. Okay, and that gets boring. I'm the type of dude to where I don't like when people got what I got. I don't like when people roll how I roll. Like, I'm just built that way, and it's a lot of people like me. I'm not the only one. That's impossible, right? So early on, I got sick of seeing the same people at the same shows I'm at, okay? And on top of that, because these same people is there, the same crowd is there, and that's dope. You know, they feel you a couple shows in a row and everything. Then after that is, oh, when you going to do some new stuff? What are you talking about, new stuff? I just dropped this a month ago. You know what I mean? So after that, I said, okay, I'm giving these people every ounce of energy I got, and it's because I love them. This is my city. I'm 51-7 to the core, okay? But in the same breath, they feel like they heard it before. But this is the thing. A city over, they ain't heard none of this. They ain't seen none of this on stage. This is brand new to them. I'm going there. I'm going there, bro. So I treat everything like that. So that's why I say, like, when I listen to this album, I love the whole thing. It ain't just one song or another. Now, don't get me wrong. There's certain joints on there where I know where I was at. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was in my bag, but I was in my bag because of this. You know what I mean? And some of them songs, it ain't just about one situation. It's about a whole bunch of them, but it might sound like one, you know? But I treat every song like it's my favorite, because every song deserves the same amount of energy and promotion and marketing. I'm doing all of this. I ain't got no team behind me. I ain't never had no team. You know what I mean? But in the same breath, you know, in some cases, especially in this state, I run laps around people that do got a team. And that's because you got to have the heart for it. You got to have that grind about yourself, the motivation, the fortitude, and the hustle. You know what I mean? So, like, every song is just as dope as the other song. That's how I treat every project I ever do. And to all the indies
right.
out there,
I mean, I feel
listening
you
or whatever, that's how it should be.
No, absolutely. And, you know, this album shows your battle rapper background, because it's full of straight bars and stories. Like, it's rap. So,
I ain't even going to lie. A couple went over my head. I'm just realizing, like, a day or two later. You know,
yeah, he said that the other day, like, oh, wow, like, yeah, I just heard what he really said, like, you know.
Yeah, I try not to, like, Lupe Fiasco everything, you know, because it get to a point where it's not fun. You know what I mean? Like, it takes time to learn this. Like, it's sometimes people don't really care how smart you are, because this ain't the time for smart. You know what I mean? Like, it's smart, and then it's smart. So, like, when too much goes over people's heads, you lose a lot of people. You know what I mean? So you gotta find that happy medium. I don't know if it's with a hook or with some of the bars, but you gotta be able to grab everybody. You should be able to grab the IT dude. You should be able to grab the dude out there working in the sewer. You should be able to grab the DJ. You better grab the DJ. You know what I mean? All the females. Like, you got to have that kind of reach collectively. And if you just going for witty bars on top of witty bars, you're going to lose a lot of people that way. So, I kind of, like, just analyze everybody. And this, I always been like a student of the game. You know, people say Eminem is like a student of the game. Well, it ain't just him. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of people really like that, and it's the ones that really got love for it. Okay, so, like, you know, paying attention to everybody's rhyme cadences, what they talk about, they breaks, you know what I mean? Like, everything, you start noticing trends, you start noticing tendencies based on the speed of the instrumental they on, all kinds of things. And you also notice points where, in one song, it was just so confusing, it gives you a headache. But in the very next song, I don't care how drunk you are, every word makes sense. You know, so you gotta like have that balance, man. Sahai is a good example of that. He got that balance where he gonna say some stuff to where 2 days later it's like, oh man, I heard it, but I didn't hear it until now. But in the moment, everything makes sense. So to me, like, it gave me a whole new love for writing and creating projects to write that way. You know, to make it make sense to everybody. Because you're going to end up drawing more people that way.
You know, sometimes you have to go with the lower level kind of language in order to bring in, you know, a greater number of people. You know what I'm saying? Cause like you said, you don't want to alienate some folks. Some folks don't want to do no heavy duty thinking, at least not these days. You know what I'm saying? The era that we've been in for quite a while now, nobody wants to do any heavy duty thinking when it comes to their lyrics. But, you know, for those of us who do, you know, for those of us who do enjoy such a thing, you know what I'm saying, there are definitely plenty of people out there that, you know, you can get that particular vibe from. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're going to jump into some of your music. We're going to jump into some of your music right now, and then we're going to come back and talk some more. I got my brother, Mr. Roy. He's also in the building, and we heard a couple of magic words we're going to talk about. We heard a couple of magic words, battle rap. we heard a couple of magic words. All right, but before we get into that, let's get into one of these songs right here. We got Debo Mac in the building, and this one is appropriate. This is called I'ma Be Right Back.
What up?
Hey, I'm out here bending these corners to get to this money, man. You know what I'm saying? What I look like sitting there watching another motherfucker get money, and I ain't getting money. I gotta get at it, straight up. If you gonna be there, you gonna be there. But this how it's gonna be. Word up. Lego. You hit me on the snap. I got no time to chat. I'm on the other side of town where the money at. I've been up on my keys, but never been the rat. Give your word up, you don't get it back. Lil' mama got an attitude with me, cause it's gone. I get on the fly, but then I'm coming home. She mad, trying to do me bad with a funny tone. I slap her on the ass, she know I want a bone. I see it, grind, tell me that it's mine. Spread, leg, dinner, time. Clothes on the floor, mama, this is not a game. Your shit be hella fire, I got that good thing. She wanna tell a friend, but they gon' wanna bang. I gotta hit the road, got money on the brain. Said I hate to see you leave, but I'm glad you came. Said I hate to see you leave, but I'm glad you came. I've been a fool for the paper, that's all I know. Shorty hate it when I gotta go, but I tell her I'ma be right.
feel. Cause when the money gone, it get real, mama. I'ma be right back. It be like that. I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. You got the money in the mattress if I need bail. Last time you got me out, you was mad as hell. Snapping at me, driving home, never heard the end. Low key turned on, cause I get it in. You gon' take a lot of L's when you're trying to win. Let her say I'm done with it, but I might again. Might have a bad move or two with so-and-so. Gave a nigga half of it, but he wanted more. Might have been a job where they mad about the bill. Motherfuckers never wanna pay you for your skill. And everybody wanna pick up on the crap, trying to tamper with the math that you're making. This shit is real, but you fucked with me the long way. You know when I'm stressed, never rub me the wrong way. Keep bringing me peace, cause you know that I need that. I never bite your tongue when you're giving me feedback. Be there for me. I've been a fool for the paper, that's all I know. Shorty hate it when I gotta go, but I tell her I'ma be right back. Be like that, I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. Too many minutes in the day for me to sit still. Cause when the money gone, it get real, mama. I'ma be right back. Be like that, I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. I've been a fool for the paper, that's all I know. Shorty hate it when I gotta go, but I tell her I'ma be right back. Be like that, I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back. Too many minutes in the day for me to sit still. Cause when the money gone, it get real, mama. I'ma be right back. Be like that, I'ma be right back. I'm coming right back.
Dirty. I told y'all I wasn't going to be long. I said I'm going to be right back. All right, we got the artist who just blazed that joint right there. Debo Mack is in the building with us right now. All right, let me bring in my brother, Mr. Raw. Let me get him connected to this conversation. Mr. Raw.
Well, you already know who it is. Y'all can hear me? Clear, test 1, 2.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You good?
Yeah.
Peace and blessings to the Tylers. Debo Mack, what's good with you?
How we doing today, sir?
Man, I'm going to tell you, I got a couple of statements and some things on in reference of what you said, because I realized, you know, we know each other. You know what I'm saying? We went to the same school. We wasn't in the same grade, or maybe we wasn't in the same class, but we was in the same school. School of hip-hop, baby. You know what I'm saying? And some of the things that you said resonated with me. You know, I dealt with some of the things that you're dealing with. Also, I want to salute you on just your conversation shows that you are definitely something that I was looking forward to hearing on the song. So, you know, listening to you, I was like, yo, from the way he talked, he should pull out a good song. So, you know, I was excited to hear that. Also, I just wanted your opinion on one or two things. Let's say, you know, that saying, I ran into the fork in the road and went left.
Right.
All right. So, you know, during that time of hiatus where things went different with you and you couldn't find your mojo and you was looking for your mojo and you ran into the fork in the road and went left, what would you tell somebody else to do? Would you tell them back up a little bit to the fork back in the road and go over to the right, or wherever you are in life right then and there, cross over to the road to the right?
Okay, so, well, now I got to give you a little backstory. So we're going to start with the fact that I'm an industrial mechanic by trade, okay, but I feel like I was meant to do this since I was a little kid. And the reason I say that is because as far back as I can remember, anything that happened, I've always analyzed it, okay. So in regards to what your question is, I would say instead of making a brash decision, the best thing you can do, because you are the only one that's going to be affected by this, right, is to analyze what's going on top to bottom. You might got to write this down. Trust me, I got notebooks from 2007. I tell no lies. All right, where I have written down certain issues that have slowed down my progress. Okay, and the reason you write it down, sometimes you need to see it for it all to make sense. So you scribble it out on paper, And by doing that, that's allowing you to slow down mentally and evaluate everything, because that's what you need. You don't want to make quick decisions on everything, because not everything calls for a quick decision. I treat life like a game of chess at all times. I'm always thinking, okay, if I move here, what could happen to the other pieces and the piece I just moved? Okay, so write down what's going on. And once you write down what's going on, evaluate it. Because what you're trying to do is look for the root cause of this issue that got you in position to where you can't figure out what direction to go. It's a reason for that. Identify that root cause. That might tell you what way to go. You might have to turn around. You don't know. You got to write it down. You owe it to yourself to put yourself in the best position. Okay? You're the only person that can do that. You can't trust nobody when it comes to you. Just you. So me personally, that's what I would say.
Okay, I respect that. Seeing you from Michigan also, I like to ask diverse areas a similar question, because the answers are always going to be different. Like, you know, I kind of anticipate answers from East Coast artists because of kind of being in the same area. But Michigan, you know, I don't have full awareness of your hip-hop background in that area. But what I do like to ask is, on your come-up, who was your influences that made you feel like, all right, this is what I can do, and once I hear them, I know I can do the same thing, and that's the driving force of your tenacity about being an MC?
Sure. So you mean in the state of Michigan, right? In my area?
Yeah, you said you're born and bred, right? That's where you came up in Michigan, right?
Correct.
Who was your influences in hip-hop, period?
I mean, off the rip, my cousin. Low-key, my cousin was rapping before me. You know what I mean? And he was on a record label. It didn't work out well. It was too many Chiefs, not enough Indians, woo-woo, the whole thing, right? But, like, I heard his first joint. Like, he gave me the, you know what I mean, the songs and everything. I'm banging it everywhere. You know, I know this dude. This my cousin right here. So that was the first time where I was like, yo, I really can do this. This fam right here, you know. But then my homeboy that I went to school with, I'm talking about playground day, back in the day, Mad Moon, he got on for real. I'm talking like 50 City Tours, the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was real fortunate to be, like, kind of in close contact with dudes that, like, was really fortunate enough to get it popping in some way, shape, or form. So I knew, like, I just needed to, like, figure out, number one, if this is really what I wanted to do, and number two, I got to find my side of hip-hop. Because my side of hip-hop it ain't going to look like they side of hip-hop. It don't look like everybody's side of hip-hop, and I'm glad for that. But, like, it was other people that I didn't even know in my city, Raw Society, Simpkin Heights, you know what I mean? Like, these was people, Sawed Off, killing it. These was three different rap artists and groups that, you know, I was listening to. So I was like, okay, we here now, you know, and if they here, I'm finna get there, you know. So that's them some of the people that did it for me back in the day when, you know, you need some people to look up to so you know you ain't the only one, and it kind of make your chest stick out a little bit when you're trying to move forward with it, you know.
All right, that's the stuff. I get that. All right, I'm going to pass you back to the Tylers and DJ Sincere. I'm excited about listening to you, to whatever else you're putting out there, because I like what I just heard just now. And definitely I'm going to try to get your contact to join you on all platforms. Salute to you, my brother. And I thank you for looking out on Instagram. Definitely.
That's
salute.
What's up, man. Stay up.
Now, I appreciate it, Mr. Roy. Definitely appreciate it. All right, we got Debo Mac in the building on ATL Live Show. All right, Dirty Basement Radio. Big shout out to my dude, Jazzo. I see him in the building. We got Debo Mac with us for just a few more minutes, We appreciate him coming through and dropping these gems. All right, giving out a lot of game here, you know what I'm saying, on Dirty Basement Radio, Dirty Basement University. All right, definitely giving out a lot of game. So you definitely be able to go back to the archives, as always, and check out anything that you may have missed that this gentleman had to impart on us today. All right, we got another song right here. All right, Mrs. Tyler already said this is her favorite song on the album. This joint called Toxic. All right, why don't you introduce this song?
Yo, 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 what's good? This is Debo Mac. What you are listening to right now on Dirty Basement Live is my joint, Toxic. Let's go.
Hey, little mama, I'ma tell you like this, straight up. I ain't perfect. I ain't never gonna try to be perfect. I'm a dog about mine. You gon' hate to love me, but you gon' love to hate me. Told you a ton of times that I'm bad for you, but you thought I was lying. Now you caught in my web and I ain't around much, so you feel like you're dying. See, the pleasure outweighs the pain, but the pain is so heavy to hold. Say you sick, okay, weather the cold. Hate sex, it'll never get old. Choke fuck till you red in the face. Let's make it do what it do. I'll be slapping my dick on that fat little pussy you got. I love it as much as you. Hair pulling ain't never enough. You love when I bite you. You fucking the vampire. AC with the fan on, but when we go at it, it's hot as a campfire. You just call me a damn liar, so I call you a slut and ripping your clothes off. I'ma fuck till I go soft. Broke your bed again while I'm knocking this load off. In the midst of your legs shaking while you kicking and scratching me. Nails dug in the back of me. I can see that you done lost in the bitch and the giving and faking reality. Why you mad at me? I ain't trying to. That's not me. You ain't heard a peep out of me, you ain't feeling that. Now you feel like I owe you more than just a bang test. You know right where your feelings at. Now you mad at yourself for letting your guard down when I come through the residence. Ever since I grabbed you by the throat and put tongue in your mouth, I fuck with no hesitance. You can say that you want to get out, I call cap, taking photos and all that. I tell you to send more, so you do, then I flip it and tell you to fall back. And you like when I say that you worth it, make you play with your pussy in front of me. Now my dick in your throat, you're pissed, and now you're pissed saying look what you've done to me. Dick dropping, she posted up under me. Second you come at me, put one in me. Started busting like I'm at war in a tank with a gunnery. Then I fed her come from a pussy. She smiled and thanked me for keeping the company. Then I went in the dog mode. Told her don't ever follow your feeling to summon me. It's no wonder we toxic.
live on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, definitely another banger from our guest. He's in the building with us right now, Debo Mac. That joint was called Toxic. Now, is the project actually available? Is it out now, or is it not released just yet?
Yes, sir. It's out right now. Like, pretty much on all the platforms that people use, you can find the album. The album name is I'm Good Here. Check it out. You're not going to be sorry. I got something for everybody on there. I promise.
All right. Now, how many cuts is on the project?
So I went with I think I went with 11 on this one. You know, try to keep it simple. Every album I've been putting out, I try to make it to where you can throw that in there, and you got something to get you through a little short road trip, whatever, a work commute, something like that. You know what I mean? Because I'm a blue collar dude myself, so you know everything that I do, I kind of look at it from that standpoint. But yeah, man, go on and check it out. Swim with me. Make sure if you listen to that music and you vibing with it, share it. Hit the thumbs up if you're on Pandora. Hit that heart if you're on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? That it's free. It's free. Look out
all
for
right,
your
absolutely.
People, not just me.
I support these independent artists. Just putting out this solid music, these solid projects. Now, before we let you go, I got my brother Jazzo in the building. Just want to get him connected right quick. Jazzo, you with me?
Yes.
All right, no doubt. We got our guest Debo Mac in the building. All right, we just finished listening to one of his latest joints from his latest project. All right, that joint was called Toxic. All right, you want to holler at him real quick?
Yeah, that thing was nice. That was real nice. I remember when I helped you write it. Remember when I helped you wrote it? Yeah, I helped you write it.
Ah, you tripping right now.
Yeah, man. Keep up the good work. Whatever you do, keep up the good work, bro. Like, you definitely doing some big things. That's a blessing, so.
That's what's up. You know, I try to tell people when you love what you do, it's never work, you know. And when people get to that point to where they got that niche or that craft that they really love, it all makes sense after that. But this has kind of always been one of my things, man. I love creating. And to people who really got a love for music of any kind, this is art in its own format, you know. So I always love getting a blank canvas and making my own portrait. And, so it's always fun to me. And I love looking back at some of my old tracks and remembering where my head was at in that moment. You know, that's dope to me in itself. As an artist, you should always structure all your stuff to where when you're done, whenever that is, you should be happy at least 75% of the product you put out. You should be happy. You should stand by that 100%. And if you can't do that, really think about what you're doing. If you can't do that, then maybe you should think about not doing music.
All right, once again, Debo back there with some real talk right there. So, you know, please be kind enough to give us your social media so the folks can stay abreast of what you got going on.
Okay, so, you know, I really fuck with IG heavy. So if you're looking for me on there, it's Real Debo Mac, RealDeeBomac. You can find me on Facebook, but I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm not on there. I don't really mess with Facebook too much. I got my music page, Debo Mac Music. Okay, you can find me on there. I post stuff as if I remember, I got the page. I post stuff on the page. I'm not going to lie to you. Debo Mac Music on Facebook. TikTok, Debo Mac 517. I'm on Twitter right now, slapping stuff together. I just gave y'all a shout out. Debo Mac.
Appreciate that.
All one word on Twitter. Holla at me. It's all love. I appreciate everybody listening in right now to me yap about all this nonsense. I hope some of it made sense to you. And you got a little ounce of motivation for whatever it is in life you're trying to work your way through. You know what I'm saying? On top of vibing with me with this album I got out called I'm Good Here, because it's worth listening to.
All right. All right, Debo Mac, we definitely appreciate your time. We appreciate your wisdom and your enthusiasm, you know what I'm saying, delivering what you had to say today. All right, we definitely enjoyed the music also. We're definitely going to be blazing these joints here on Dirty Basement Radio. So, you know, when you got something else you want to talk about, you want to pop in at any time, we definitely, you know, we'd love to have you. All right, we do a show on Saturdays also. So, you know, don't be surprised if I holler at you and see if you want to jump on that show and be a guest judge during our go or no segment and help us critique some of these records.
Oh, yeah, definitely get at me on that. I ain't got no problem with it.
All right, that's what it is. All right, Debo Mac, once again, we appreciate your time, brother. Thanks for coming through, and we're definitely going to be in touch. All right, we appreciate you.
All right, man.
All right,
appreciate you.
Definitely. All right, as we let him go, we're going to spin this joint back. We're going to spin the block. This is Debo Mac, and this is Toxic.
Hey, little mama, I'm going to tell you like this, straight up. I ain't perfect. I ain't never going to try to be perfect. I'm a dog about mine. You a ton of times that I'm bad for you, but you thought I was lying. Now you caught in my web and I ain't around much, so you feel like you're dying. See, the pleasure outweighs the pain, but the pain is so heavy to hold. Say you sick, but can't weather the cold. Hate sex, it'll never get old. Choke fuck till you red in the face. Let's make it do what it do. I'll be slapping my dick on that fat little pussy you got. I love it as much as you. Hair pulling ain't never enough. You love when I bite you. You fucking the vampire. AC with the fan on, but when we go at it, it's hot as a campfire. You just call me a damn liar, so I call you a slut and ripping your clothes off. I'ma fuck till I go soft. Broke your bed again while I'm knocking this load off. In the midst of your legs shaking while you kicking and scratching me. Nails dug in the back of me. I can see that you done lost in the bitch and the giving and facing reality. Why you mad at me?
I ain't trying to. That's not me.
What up, people? This your boy Rod McCoy coming up out of Alabama representing AHE, Audible Hustle Entertainment. I just want to show some love to the big homie DJ Sincere, man, out here on the Dirty Basement Radio Show. This the man right here showing the most love to the indie artists. And most importantly, he dropping knowledge on us, man. If he ain't dropping it, he brings somebody else on the show and they gonna drop it on that ass, you know what I mean? So big love to the homie DJ Sincere. Gone.
Dirty, dirty.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, Dirty Basement University. You already know how we get it in. Big shout out to Debo Mac for coming through. All right, big shout out to the Tylers for the connect. We definitely appreciate that, y'all.
Yeah, shout out to Debo Mac and shout out to Rodas Hunt, the Chicago artist that gave us the link to Debo. So that's good music. Can't nobody tell me that ain't no vibe. That's a vibe. Toxic is a vibe. So I'm riding with that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, definitely some good music. I can't deny that. Definitely some different kind of sounds for the market right now, which is, you know, right on time with the market right now. All right, but let me get my man Jazzo connected back. I know he got some things to talk about, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, he is my manager, right, Jazzo?
True indeed. You about to be real busy, bro. Like I told you, if you don't hear from me, that means I'm working. July 9th, you will be in Philadelphia. We have our own venue now, CDG Lounge. So, and the event is called Taco and Turntable Tuesdays, featuring Jazzo, Celebrity Media King, and Celebrity DJ Sincere. Then in August, we have another event called the John and LaLonde, where we're going to be in that same venue outside. And we have a lot of people coming on as far as C-Knowledge from Diggable Planet, spoke to him. Another one is T-Life. T-Life is one of my mentors, and he's the man at Evelyn Champagne King. We have Yvette Money. I don't know if y'all remember, LL had a song called Dear Yvette. She did the rebuttal song. So Bahamadia. Bahamadia.
Legendary.
Monica Love.
Nice.
Who else? We got a lot of people. We got Street from Black Street. So I've been talking to a lot of people. So we about to be really, really busy. And God willing, I think you're going to be going to Atlanta in September for a fashion show.
Atlanta?
So
God be good.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Atlanta.
Uh-oh. All right. That's right. So get ready. Make room. You might have to make me a pallet on the floor or something, but make room. I might be crashing at the crib.
Hey.
Oh,
One more thing.
Sincere, y'all need you to get your passport, because before this year is out, listen to me. He hit me up. He's in Lima, Peru. He's a little Peru, and he has it's called Gangster Records, and he wants us to come down there.
Listen, man, I mean, tell him I said thank you, but we're going to have to figure out some kind of virtual concert or something like that, because everybody knows notoriously I do not like to fly. Ain't that right, Mr. Roy?
Well, we're going to take a boat.
Oh, we can take a boat? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can take a boat
right
now.
Okay, now, I'm quite sure I ain't on the boat. Now, on the plane, it's probably going to be like, what, about 10, 12 hours, something stupid to get to Peru?
Yeah.
It's probably going to be something stupid. All right, at least about 8, 10 hours to get to Peru. It's probably going to be something stupid. Now, on the boat, it's probably going to be about, what, like 2 weeks?
No. It'd be a couple days.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they got these boats. We were talking about it the other week. All right, they got these ships. All right, these ships that everybody knows about, like Carnival Cruise. And all right? They got ships like that you could actually live on. You could live on board these ships. It's like a floating apartment building. All right. So now we can get one of them ships. All right, then we can go on a world tour. I go on a world tour. One of them ships. We go from port to port. I live on that, you know what I'm saying? I go on world tour. We can do that. I'm down for that.
We're gonna have to treat you like DA on the A-team and give you some kind of medicine, put you to sleep or something.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to hit up KV. Like, yo, KV, I need some of that super duper Oregon ooh-wee. They're gonna knock me straight out. Right? Imported straight from Oregon. Because you know them white boys got the super shit, right? And you know what I'm saying? You know they got it. So, alright, I guess if that's what it's going to take, that's what it's going to take. Alright, Dirty Basement Radio, I'm a man, Jazz on the building, got the Tyler's in the building, Mr. Roy in the building. Once again, big shout out to Debo Mac, who just left the building. Alright, now we got a couple other things to talk about, man. I was looking at the news, and I saw this, and you know I had to talk about this. Mr. Roy already knows what time it is. Alright, now, nowadays, and for the past, I guess, X amount of years, you know, in this digital space that we're in, everybody and their mother has a Fire Stick. Right? Everybody got a Fire Stick, right? Now, Mr. Roy will tell you, I'm an old-school bootlegger, all right? All right? We used to have the hood on lock, all right? I bitched out to DJ Johnny Quest, all right? But we wasn't really, you know, even though, you know, when you turn on the TV, if you're watching, you know, something or whatever, you get that big disclaimer that comes on the screen that, you know, what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing, you know, intercepting these broadcasts and such, and the feds might be watching you, right? Well, finally, I guess maybe something has finally transpired in that regard, because they have a lot of services. You know, if you do have a, you know, fire stick, and, you know, people know how to jailbreak your fire stick and all kind of stuff like that. And you can put a bunch of different kind of apps and stuff, and you can get all kind of stuff. Now, people across the board do it, right? Now, the Fire Stick is actually an Amazon product. It's an Amazon product, all right? So you go to the store, you go to, you know, Amazon, you order Fire Stick, you get a Fire Stick, you know, 5K if you want, you get the remote with the voice activated and all sorts of kind of stuff. And so Amazon is fully aware of what people are doing with their product or what their product is capable of doing, all right? This, I've been out there in the market for, what, about damn near 20 years? Right, Tyler, I know y'all got a fire stick, right? Y'all got a fire stick, right? Mr. Roy, you got a fire stick? Don't be quiet now.
No, Roku. We got Roku.
All right, same kind of shit. You know, same kind of concept, right? Same kind of concept, right?
Yeah, well, same concept, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, they even got a, you know, a Roku stick and whatnot. You don't got to have a box. You can have a Roku stick and, you know, all that kind of stuff, too. So, but the headline was that 5 people were convicted of operating what they call a massive illegal streaming service called Jetflix. Now, I've never heard of Jetflix, that particular, you know, service, but they got a bunch of other, you know, different, you know, operators and providers that provide, you know, these different kind of, you know, streaming packages. And, you know, you can click the button and the next thing you know, you can see, you know, old school TV shows or not so old school TV shows, all kind of stuff you can watch. All right. But it goes on to say that 5 men have been convicted of running a massive unauthorized streaming service for more than a decade. So they've been doing this for a long time. And I guess, you know, in today's environment with all this stuff that has been going on, you know, the powers that be, you know, they don't like losing no money, all right? And they've been losing too much money for too long, so I guess maybe this might be the beginning of a bit of a crackdown, right? But it named the folks, and it said they started this as early as 2007, all right? So they've been rocking for, you know, talking about more than a decade, damn near 2 decades. They've been killing it. It said the streaming service, yeah, so the streaming service could be subscribed to and provide users with illegal copies of hundreds of thousands of copyrighted television episodes. The 5 men used sophisticated computer scripts and software to scour private websites for the copies, officials said in a news release. They said that the Jetflix catalog was larger than Netflix, Hulu, Vudu, and Amazon Prime combined. All right, so they had like everything from everybody, and their one service, you know, with everything they were providing, movies, TV shows, everything, was larger than all of those platforms. All right, now Mr. Roar is a Netflix purveyor. All right, and you know, we've all, you know, been on, you know, different platforms, you know, Amazon Prime and Hulu. I'm not very familiar with a Vudu, but you see all the stuff that's available on those platforms as one, all right? So this one, you know, had more than all of those together, and they generated millions in revenue with tens of thousands of people subscribing to the service every month. Now, that part I really don't understand why people felt the need that they had to subscribe because, you know, I mean, I don't know. Why you had to subscribe? I mean, if you... that's the part to get me, because if you're bootlegging and you got the bootleg package up, why you need to subscribe to anything? You just bootlegging, and everything is just, you know, it's like an open faucet. Am I wrong? Right? Sounds about right to me.
Yeah, okay, so allegedly pirating at its finest, right? So, okay, if they have a whole app for it, how could it not be regulated?
Well, see, that's the part. See, that's the part to me. It's always seemed like a very, very gray area. It's not that, you know, Amazon is providing, like, the hardware, all right? And I guess their attitude is we're not selling it for this purpose. The fact that people can do this with it has nothing really to do with us. Now, I always thought by the same token, of course, you know, going back in the days, once again, being an old-school bootlegger, it's always going to be a game of cat and mouse, right? I bitch it out to that 470 error code in the building. It's always going to be like a game of, you know, cat and mouse, but I would have thought by now Amazon would have at least made some attempts to kind of curtail, you know, the ability to do that with their product. But there you have it. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's almost like they're, you know, quietly allowing the free-for-all. You know what I'm saying? Just keep buying it and doing what you do. And, you know, but if you get caught, all right, you're on your own. All right, that's your mission should you choose to accept it. But if you get, you know, caught out there, it is what it is. It says the illicit multi-million-dollar enterprise came to light when copyright holders complained and payment service providers reported problems. All right, so I guess, you know, the people who actually held the copyright to this material, TV and the movies and what like, you know, because that's part of the deal. You know, everybody's losing money with this digital age that we're in. Everybody's losing money. Nobody's making no money. Artists are pissed off. All right, you remember last year, all the actors were on strike. What y'all think that was about? Ain't nobody getting no money in this digital age no more. All these streaming platforms that came out during the COVID era, all right, it was hard enough to track your money in the regular, you know, analog era. You know, you couldn't track your money back then. You know, you had to bring in extra accountants and go through the books and all that shit. Now with this digital shit, forget about it. This is, you know, you have a hard time, you know, counting how many streams it takes for you to make a penny and all this other kind of foolishness going on. So it's really insane. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely insane out there. So, you know, that's what it is. That's why the industry is crazy. That's why Spotify is trying to, and some of it I'm glad for. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely glad for some of it that, you know, the artists that aren't serious, you know, like the gentleman was talking about, like Devo Mack was talking about, the artists that aren't serious, that aren't really in it to really be in it, that's just, you know, playing with it, you know, in it for the vanity. They're just, like a hobbyist, you know, like we were saying earlier. You just, you know, just something for them to do without really, you know, having any intention of being a serious artist and putting out serious music and really trying to, you know, promote it. You know what I mean? But, you know, going back to this, man, I hope this doesn't lead to, you know, too much of a, you know, a crackdown on people's, you know, television viewing capabilities, because it'll definitely be unfortunate. I think maybe this has a lot to do with the satellite providers also, the people like, you know, Time Warner or the, you know, Spectrum, like the former Time Warner and some of the other entities out there. They may be a bit pissed too, because they definitely losing revenue for all the folks who have cut the cord, as they say. You know, people used to have satellite, don't have satellite. They got a Fire Stick. They got Roku now. Used to have Time Warner and Spectrum. They don't have that no more. They got Roku and a Fire Stick now. All right. You know, people used to be paying, you know, I heard about people paying damn near $300 a month for their cable bills and internet. I like, what? You know, totally insane. I remember when I was paying, you know, like 100-something for a cable and internet bundle and stuff like that. It was like $120, $130. And I thought that was too much. You know what I mean? And I was like, you know what? All I want is internet now. You know what I mean? So a large number of people have done that. You know, so your bill might have went from getting, you know, anywhere from $150 to $300 from a customer to now only getting maybe between $50 and $60 a month from that same customer. It ain't like they pissed about that shit, believe me. I know I'd be pissed if I was a Spectrum TV. I'd be pissed too. Wouldn't you be pissed? I'd be pissed.
Yeah, they that's why they always up the damn prices all the time. That's exactly why, because they mad at us because we'd rather just have internet than pay all that extra.
Man, they're going to up the prices anyway, no matter what. All right, that just becomes another excuse for maybe them to try to up the prices more on the people who are, you know, remaining customers. But all that makes people do is want to cut the cord even more, and now more people are going to leave. So the price is too damn high. You know, it's like, what's wrong with y'all? All right, y'all need to cut these prices, stop being stupid, and realize that it's a different world out there. You know, people got, you know, stuff where you get, and there's plenty of stuff to watch if you want to watch something that doesn't have to be, you know, there's so much programming, there's so much content that is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Yeah, but that's just one of the things out there, so be aware, you know what I'm saying? Be aware. Look like they're jumping out the box on this a little bit. And so the fact that they're actually talking about this story, you know, to this degree, it was reported in CBS News, actually, is an unfortunate sign, 470, if you want to jump in on the conversation, you got something you want to promote, something you want to talk about, press that number one button, and we will bring you live on the air. All right, I got a little bit more music I definitely want to get to, and something else I had wanted to play. Something else I wanted to play. Did I play that? Yeah, I think I did play that. I think I did play that, but something else I want to play. I don't know where Mr. Roar went. Mr. Roar kind of got lost for a minute. Hopefully we'll be able to get him reconnected back in the building in just a minute. Well, let me get to some more of this music right now. All right, let me get to this. All right, big shout out to Drank Sinatra. All right, he hit me up just the other day. Had a interesting conversation with that gentleman. All right, some interesting things. Didn't agree. All right, on the topic, but I definitely enjoyed the back and forth a bit. All right, some of the you know, intellectual jousting is definitely my forte. And if you know me, you know I'm a nerd. All right, I'm definitely a nerd. All right, big shout out to Drank Sinatra. All right, this is his joint right here. I stand on that.
Yeah. Yeah, this Drank. Hey, oil and gas company, you know what I'm saying? The other side of the entertainment. We standing on business about this one, though, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm from Texas with niggas and miscas is focused on trying to get paid.
Get paid.
We standing on business. If you and your feelings, you probably gonna fuck up the place.
Hey,
so watch how you moving and watch what you say. My only advice to you is stay out the way.
But anyway, it's gonna always be a boy, isn't it?
But thank you for shopping, bro. Have a good day. Just pour the before that real drink. I'ma give you 16 at the whole paint. Of that old school or activist in that form. If you want the whole thing, we gonna break the bank. You can get that shit now, you don't have to wait. And we ain't sorry for shit, that's that nigga Drake. It's a long star state where we ride paper plates. And the Sprite always purple, they never pink. Let me slow this shit down just to make you think. Bitch, it's straight from the form, it ain't nothing fake. If we ever run out, I'ma run a few rides and go check my account and make some shake. We customer service, make sure you straight. And I hope for your faith that ain't nothing fraud. We ain't finna say nothing to no authorities. Just know we gon' handle that shit accordingly. Cause I ain't gotta say I got it if you know I got it, and that's fact. I stand on that. And if a nigga say I got it and he done told somebody and he a rat, I stand on that. And if a nigga told somebody, then it's gon' be somebody's. And if you know somebody, don't even speak about it. And if you owe somebody, you either keep it solid or it's a rap. I stand on that. Cause I ain't gotta say I got it if you don't know I got it, and that's fact. And if a nigga say I got it and he done told somebody, then he a rat. I stand on that. And if a nigga told somebody, then it's gon' be somebody's. And if you know somebody, don't even speak about it. And if you owe somebody, you either keep it solid or it's a rap. I stand on that. Nigga, where's your up? Money jumping out the gym. You niggas can't reach the rim. I financially stimulating, hitting licks and stangin'. I re-upped in the zone again. Bring it back to the hood. Tell me what's good. I'm teaching my young niggas how to win. Investing in stocks and bonds instead of worrying about farms. My nigga, I just dropped the gym. I hear niggas gassing for win. Nigga, we set. So now it's gon' cost me then. You ain't fuck with me when it started. Now we gotta test niggas for they sins. If you want that good shit, you gon' have to spend. Coming straight from the source, not the middle man. Sending packages out, we gon' manage these costs. Bitch, I'm stamping passports, getting it in. Man, we out clashing these niggas. I'm running up cash on the dealer. Still trying to dance on the pivot. I'm moving too fast in the fish. Behind the back pass on a nigga called Glass when I hit it. I'm shooting from different angles. I ain't just talking shit, I'm a game changer. Everybody can't eat, that's a disclaimer. Everybody ain't me, that's a bitch, ain't it? Cause I ain't gotta say I got it for you to know I got it, and that's fact. I stand on that. And if a nigga say I got it and he done told somebody, then he a rat. I stand on that. And since a nigga told somebody, then it's gonna be somebody's. And if you know somebody, don't even speak about it. And if you owe somebody, you either keep it silent or it's a rap. I stand on that. Cause I ain't gotta say I got it if you don't know I got it, and that's fact. I stand on that. And if a nigga say I got it and he done told somebody, then he a rat. I stand on that. And since a nigga told somebody, then it's gonna be somebody's. And if you know somebody, don't even speak about it. And if you owe somebody, you either keep it silent or it's a rap. I stand on that.
Party animals,
crook master on the beat.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
Drake.
Yeah, it's Drake.
Yeah, definitely a serious record right there. Once again, big shout out to Drank Sinatra on that joint. I stand on that. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, the ATL Live. The Tyler's in the building. Jazz O is in the building. All right, once again, big shout out to our guest who just left. All right, a little while ago, about a half hour ago, just left the building. Big shout out to Debo Mac. Once again, if you missed that interview, make sure you go back and check the archives. I definitely check that out. The Independent Artist Best Friend is definitely in the building. All right, another group, another couple of gentlemen that we had in the building a couple of weeks ago had a fantastic conversation. This next record up, I mean, definitely blazing this one here. Definitely pushing this record, definitely heavy. Real heavy. All right, this joint is definitely going to rattle your systems. Big shout out to Hyena Squad, Cash Me Out Records. All right, real official. This is Hyena Squad alongside of 2 Chainz on this record. All right, if you don't know, you're definitely going to find out. Dirty Basement Radio, ATL Live, the Independent Artist Best Friend.
ATL. The photo, car so cold, man, you need to wear a fur coat. For this pole, got me walking around slow-mo. Everybody saying, man, you should've went solo. But they don't really know, though. This is how we do it. Steal from the rich and bring it back to the hood. Quarter pound of good, got my tour bus musty. Polo rugby, your hoe gon' hug me. If I was you, man, I wouldn't trust me.
Everybody else, Dirty Basement Radio, it's the ATL Live Show. That was the Hyena Squad alongside of 2 Chainz on that joint. I call Find Out. Now, The ATL Live Show is quickly becoming the new destination. Dirty Basement Radio has long been the destination, all right, for the independent artists and the not-so-independent artists. All right, check the archives, check the resume. Don't take anything I say on face value. Just take a little peek and you'll definitely see for yourself. But ATL Live Show, what we got going on right here on Friday afternoons is definitely becoming the spot. Wouldn't you agree, Tyler? Wouldn't you agree? All right, we had Devo Mac today. We had Bree Biasi last week. All right, this next gentleman I'm getting ready to play, he was in the building a couple of weeks ago. We had Young Breed from the Maybach Music Group. He got the new banger with Rick Ross. I mean, this is the place to be.
Hey, we agree. And shout out to Jazzo for all the love on IG the other day. We seen you, and we appreciate the platform, ATL Live. We got a lot going on in Atlanta. Like, we got it's a lot, and we want to see the team win. So whatever we can do to make that happen, you know, let's do it. And we appreciate all of our guests, and we appreciate you, DJ Sincere. We appreciate our supporters that come on weekly with us and help us, you know, with the guests and ask their questions and call in and take their time. You feel me? We're going to stay humble along the way, not arrogance, but confident, because we are the place to be. So
definitely. Make no mistake about it and accept no invitations. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, ATL Live. All right, hit us up on the Instagram. All right, you can hit us up on the Instagram. Hit me up at DJ Sincere _ Dirty Basement. That's DJ Sincere _ DRTYBSMNT. All right, we'll see about getting your music played here on these airwaves, or also maybe getting your interview scheduled here on these airwaves. All right, this young man was in the building a couple of weeks ago. Go back to the archives and check this interview. I had a great sit down with him. This is Young Breed featuring Rick Ross. Hold up, wait.
Maybach Music.
Hold up, wait. I just got a check, nigga. Hold up, wait. They say a breed up next, nigga. Hold up, wait. I run designer to my deck. Gucci Mane on the jet. I hit the city, make a mess.
Selling quarter after quarter till I run across a brick. My dog has some problems, so he called me for a stick. If it ain't a whole one, you can't call me for shit. Hit my plug up and use the mail for the ships. Wide open, I ain't gon' never ever close. Keep the things coming, I got forever ever low. $5 for the jacket, Louisiana, it's a trench. All my cribs got a press and I ain't talking about a bench. I don't never ask a question, send my lawyer to the bench. I ain't sitting on no sand, I never ever snitch. The boss get a word, I'll pop him like a zit. Still getting numbers so low, I can't hold up. Wait, I just got a check, nigga, hold up. Wait, they saying breed up next, nigga, hold up. Wait, I rock designer to my neck. Gucci linen on the jet, I hit the city, make a mess. Hold up, wait. Hold up, wait. Hold up, wait. Hold up, wait.
Sleeping in the trap like I got a lot of bass. Dunks on the block, bitch, I just wanna race. For the syrup on my dick, call me Candyman. Car show coming, call it Candyland. Big gun total, call it ambulance. For the pussy in the air, sure they want another man. Really ain't a problem, tell her she could bring it. 20 in my pocket, phone key ringing. Bellhopper shopper, think it's time to pop her. I can make it rain, booby trap mopper. Hustle intact, Ferraris all black. Homicide on my back, cause the bodies all match.
Hold up, wait, I just got a check, nigga, hold up. Wait, they saying breed up next, nigga, hold up. Wait, I rock designer to my neck. Gucci linen on the jet, I hit the city, make a mess. Hold up, wait. Hold up, wait. Hold up, wait.
Breathe.
Hold up, wait.
I love you, nigga.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. I bitched out to Young Breed on that joint. Definitely a banger. Yo, let me go to this 470. They've been in the building for a while. They ain't in the cut. Let me see if I could get them connected right quick. 470, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. Talk to me. Talk to me.
What's going on, Sincere? This your boy, True Scotchy.
Oh, True Scotchy in the building. Oh, shit. What's good, family?
Hey, just checking in with you, checking you out, man. Had some time to lock in with you, see what you talk about on your show. I like what you got going on.
All right, appreciate that. Appreciate that, man. So what's been the latest with you, fam?
You just dropped a new single, Flavor. It's out now on all platforms. You know what I'm saying? It's rocking the airwaves, so check me out.
Okay. All right, well, I know you stay working. Now you stay putting out, you know, hit music and whatnot. I definitely got to get that new single so we can get that, you know, spinning here on Dirty Basement Radio. So I definitely, hit you up behind the scenes and we, you know, see if we can make that connection so I can get that record. You know, I'll be back on the airways tomorrow. You know, we got this new show now. Now, Tyler, I don't know if you're familiar with True Scotchy, but he's definitely a hot artist from your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah. Not personally familiar, but we do know, you know, we've seen shows with him involved. So.
Okay.
All right, that's hot. All right, everybody great. Always working. Everybody always working. All right, now, like I said, unfortunately, I don't have that new joint. All right, but let me see if I could pull up one of your past bangers, and we could definitely get that spinning here since you are in the building with us. So, you know, aside from the new single, man, you know, you got anything else, you know, in store for us? You're going to be hitting the road, doing some more shows. Anything else that we should be on the lookout for?
I'll be Juneteenth. I'll be that Saturday, Juneteenth at Piedmont Park, downtown Atlanta, performing down there till this weekend, tomorrow, actually.
I'll be pulling up downtown.
You at Piedmont Park for the Juneteenth event, downtown, pull up.
Yeah, that's hot. Now, are you still a full-fledged independent artist, or, you know, have you found yourself in a label situation?
No, I'm still independent. Still everything moving, you know what I'm saying? I got some motion, you know. I might not be driving fast as here down the street, but I'm still moving.
All right, that's what's up. All right, I guess independent is the life for True Scotchy. We got him in the building hanging out with us. We definitely appreciate the support. All right, let's get into this joint right now. All right, this is Cap Talk.
Down, DJ Plug, you just
appreciate that, my guy.
So hard, now they reach for the squad. That's on God. These niggas be keeping so hard. They turn state like a rod. All of you flow. Claim me trap. Yeah. We gon' see about that action. Let it look like a snicker. Ooh. Hit his ass with the ripple. Dude. Sweet girl called a sugar. Damn. Game was weak, so I shook her. Yep. Gave her back cause I took her. Beast in the street gorilla. Burn that lousy clear. Death to the lame on here. Nope. Catch the boy by this griller. Yep. And my bro had like a pillow.
Damn.
Boy, you be camping delirious. Yep. Think I be taking you serious?
Nah.
Turn your shit red like a period. Shot my flow was illiterate.
Stupid.
I'm blowing that catch like a fan. She's doing that answer command. Charlie a fool in them bands. All head, no hand. Shout out my number one fan.
With a bunch of mice. West side battles where we put it down. I lay in no chest with a bunch. now switch it around. Cap talk, cap talk, cap talk, do it. Cap talk, cap talk, cap talk, cap talk, cap talk, cap talk. These niggas be capping so hard. Now they break for the squad. That's on guard. These niggas be capping so hard. Then turn state like a broad. All of you flow. Cap talk.
Yeah, Dirty Basin Radio. ATL Live. I appreciate out to Two Scotty coming through, showing love. Definitely appreciate that. Let me see if I can get my dude Jazzo back connected. Jazzo, where you at?
Right here, Phil. I'm here.
All right. Now, I think we had her on for a hot second one time. You brought her through, but your girl KD the Mac. Yo, I've been seeing a lot of her lately, yo.
Yeah, still inside.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? She definitely out there, you know what I'm saying? She definitely putting herself out there. She definitely working. All right, out there, you know what I'm saying, doing her things. All right, big shout out to KD the Mac. All right, I definitely got to see about, you know, reconnecting with her a little bit. All right, you know, Jazzo may have, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I've been seeing some things. I've been seeing some things.
Hey, Dirty Beastman Social Club, you know how we do. Play up. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, you know. Woo, woo. Not, you know. Woo, woo, woo. You know, she might have to be, you know, a featured, you know, performer. All right, she might have to be a featured performer. All right, big shout out to KD the Mac. All right, we see you. We see you. All right, look like, you know, she definitely know how to put her back into it. No doubt about that.
Hey, little bitch, put your back in it. Don't be scared, put an arch in it. If they got that check, bitch, go get it. Hey, little bitch, put your back in it. Hey, little bitch, put your back in it. Don't be scared, put an arch in it. If they got that check, bitch, go get it. Hey, little bitch, put your back in it. Bad little bitch from the north side. Pretty ass face, baby thick thighs. Your man's got a slide, he got a strip side. Tell him get out, he got a call a ride. My hands on go, no stop signs. If these hoes pop, they better get in line. Can the money come first, that's a deadline. Run these niggas pocket like a bank of mine. Not looking for your man, I just want this check. On the side, with some fucking neck. This pussy fat, you bitches whack. So bitch, please come correct. Sit down, face forward. Show me some fucking respect. Get that money from that nigga. Oh, we not done yet. Ow. Hey, little bitch, put your back in it. Ow. Don't be scared, put an arch in it. If they got that check, bitch, go get it. Ow. Hey, little bitch, put your back in it. When I first came out, they wasn't fucking with me. Now my money up, they wanna hang with me. About to fuck up and get away from me. These hoes trippin', bro, you can't fuck with me. Shake that ass, shake that ass. Beat that whole ass, beat that ass, beat that ass. Bitches not playin' fair, kill her ass, kill her ass. Take a look at your pussy before I dub your ass. Sit down, face forward. Show me some fucking respect. Get that money from that nigga. Oh, we not done yet. Nigga,
chicks be talking crazy on these records, boy. They be talking crazy, but it's all good. All right, that's empowerment, right? All right, big shout out to KD to Mac on that joint. Put your back into it. All right, Philly, I'm on the way. Philly. I'm coming down to see y'all real soon, ASAP. All right, getting myself together, getting my wardrobe together, getting everything together so we could be on point and have a real, real good time. All right, my man Jazzo is behind the scenes. He's working real hard. All right, getting everything together, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. All right, big shout out to that 302 area code. Just came through in the building. We definitely appreciate that. Press that number one button if you got something that you want to say. Big shout out to my girl Remedy Cold Sweat. All right, she's in the studio right now, all right, cooking up some new music. I'm looking forward to hearing that real soon. We're going to get into one of her joints in a minute. Now, Tyler's, I mentioned it last week, and I know what you said, Mr. Tyler. I know what you said, all right, but you're going to have to send me, all right, some of that music, all right, with you on it, all right, from that group you used to have. All right, we need to have that here on Dirty Basement Radio. I'm not going to take no
excuses. Definitely, but hey, this is where I'm at.
You got one more week.
I could definitely send you some music, but let me tell you this here, though. That is from literally 10, 15 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because we just had a conversation. Listen, And we just had a conversation about this today. I'm literally not the brother I was 10, 15 years ago. I have even better situations, better rhymes. That's, you know what I'm saying, the new situation. You hear what I'm saying? I don't mind giving you them old tracks. I don't mind that. Them joints bang. They do. But you know what I'm saying? But you're going to be like, okay, that's a whole different part of me. You know what I'm, you're going to know what I'm talking about when you hear him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, there's been 10, 15 years of growth. Right, there's been 10, 15 years of maturity, so I'm quite sure that that's going to be reflected, in your music. You know, I'm quite sure. You know, there's no doubt about that. But I'm just, my ears are curious. All right, I'm definitely, hopefully real soon you'll be back in the studio yourself and cook up some new stuff, and we'll be able to.
Already been back in the lab. Have a new single that's coming out soon, shortly.
Nice. Oh, see, that's what I'm talking.
I've just been under the radar. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just been learning what I could learn and,
All right. That's what's up. Because we're always looking for, because there's a lot of artists and, creative people here, on Dirty Basement Radio. Myself, you guys, Remedy, Mr. Roar, Ready and Spice. We have a lot of artists, Two-Face, So we always, at least I'm always, mix and match artists and, get people on different tracks together and different kind of, situations and, cook up something, up something and, put it out.
That's what I'm about, yo. Like, doing something different, Like, for example, to sum it down, like, have a pop artist on with a hip-hop artist. Like, Have an R&B artist on with a rock artist. Like, different. Something different,
Growth
and development.
No doubt about that. Well, we definitely have a lot of diverse artists here on Dirty Basement Radio. I keep saying I need to put together another Dirty Basement Radio mixtape, with all these artists that I deal with, personally. A lot of these independent artists that I deal with personally, we play a lot of the music here, of course, on Dirty Basement Radio, and there's, joints is hot. There's no doubt about that. A lot of banging independent artists that you hear right here on Dirty Basement Radio. I got this 302 area code. Let me see if I can get them to say something real quick. 302, talk to me. You're live on the air. 302, you're too sharp on the telephone. You just want to tap in and check out the show. Right, we appreciate that also. Was hoping to get a word from you, but it's all good. All right, Dirty Basement Radio, the ATL live show. Just got a few more minutes left in the show, but we want to just want to jump into this record right now. Once again, big shout out to my girl Remedy. This is Pushing My Buttons.
was, I'm never running, no course. I get my big keys and demons, I get my money worth. I got that drip all on me, I get my body worth. Now you and your man, you and your band can do the math, terrain, the dance. On my right hand, don't let it take no toes, no throw real close. Type of bitch you know, coming for me, where's it in slow? You know, that's a no-no, see my gun low. Punch holes in your mental. Why you all live my business? Go ahead, call me missus. All the nonsense you can keep it, cause that's bullshit that you speaking. Like a church with shady beacons. Oh my God, is you tweaking?
I do this like beeping.
You know my last name.
With the shit that got on, I'm like a ticking time bomb. Flick up the wrist and fly gone. Fist to the lip, Tyson. Hop in my whip and ride on. See the ice on my arm. Hell yeah, I sound the alarm. Hell yeah, I sound the alarm.
Riverty. Pushing my buttons. Pushing my buttons. Y'all be pushing my buttons. Pushing my buttons. Y'all gon' make me move it like confusion and the Stooges. All I want is paper made.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, you know, it's remedy. Now my picture's in the DMs, ask Zach, Korea, Stevens, did you see them? For reasons, the seasons, complimentary demons on my sleeve. And for you niggas, you can get the middle finger. Tuck up your speakers, that's the nigga stupido. With no bank club, may I say no more. Y'all pros, no finals, y'all hoes, no dollars, y'all pros. Got problems, I got foes, hey holla, they got both. Didn't bother, on my soap, on my father, y'all just pushing me. But go harder, it might be hard to swallow. Cause I'm a tough act to follow. Some might say I'm just a problem. That's sayonara and adios. Better luck tomorrow, watch me.
Pushing my buttons, pushing my buttons. Y'all be pushing my buttons, pushing my buttons. Y'all gon' make me move it like confusion and the Stooges. All I want is paper made.
Rocking out right now on the ATL Live Show. I got the Tylers in the building. I got my dude Jazzo in the building. Big shout out to all the different area codes that's coming through. Unfortunately, that 302, they were too shy for the telephone, didn't want to get on these airwaves, but we definitely appreciate them coming through nonetheless. Big shout out to my dude True Scotchy for coming through in the building. I'm popping up on the humbug. I definitely appreciate that support. All right. Now, we'll be in the building. We'll be back in the building again tomorrow, y'all, for the original Dirty Basement Radio Show. All right. Make sure y'all tune in starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to have another banging show. I got another hot guest that's going to be in the building. All right. J-Trax is going to be in the building. The song is crazy. All right. I know you already done seen the promo. All right. Now, I mentioned earlier in the show that I was on the air, not on the air, but I was doing a conference call. All right, I was hosting a conference call on Tuesday with the X Squad DJs. I big shout out for them for inviting me to co-host their conference call along with the lovely Lala. I big shout out to her. All right, but we had this gentleman in the building. J-Trax was in the building. Well, he will be here live tomorrow. All right, the song is crazy. Yeah, the song with Sexy Red, that is definitely bananas. The song is heavy. He's going to be in the building talking about some things. He has a real serious, serious story. So make sure that y'all definitely tune in for that tomorrow. Starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He'll be in the building around 5:30. All right, Tyler, are you familiar with J-Trax?
Yeah, I actually had been on a call with him before. I've heard him speak on a call. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, okay, that's what's up.
Producer extraordinaire.
Right, right, done a lot of work. A lot of work, artist himself also. Like I said, the song that he got right now is definitely working the song. Definitely doing some things for him. So he's going to be in the building with us tomorrow, sitting down, talking about his story, his background, his journey. Everything is real, real serious. All right, so definitely looking forward to having a more of a conversation with that gentleman tomorrow. So tap in with us once again, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, big shout out to Bree Biasi. She was in the building just last week. We started off the show with that super exclusive that she blessed us with, that Miss IDGAF. Alright, I don't even think it's out yet. Alright, we've already had it in the stash for about a week. Once again, blazing at the top of the show. But we're going to go into the single that's been racing up the charts. This has definitely been doing some numbers for her right now. Definitely a banger, definitely official. Bree Biasi is definitely trending, as they say. She's definitely trending. This is a banger right here. This is I Like Money. Yes, I do.
Big money. Up a big ass check, yeah. Bitch, I'm independent, that's a big ass flex, yeah. We was talking business, but the price was too low, low. I like running up a big bank roll. I like money. Big money. I like money. Six, how I ate this bitch. I be stepping on these hoes, I gotta imagine a bitch. Okay, always been a player, never been no dummy. And I never had a problem getting niggas with money. Big baby in the lead, she was never behind. Okay, I don't wait for niggas, I was never in line. Okay, ballet, get the keys, I'm walking straight through the door. I got bitches throwing booty with their head on the floor. Okay, I had to switch it up, these labels taking the flow. They like BB slow it down, these niggas thinking too slow. I turned down a half a meal and I'm still in my bag. They mad I didn't take the deal, now they still in my swag. Okay, no more humble shit, bitch, I brought on fumble shit. Don't compare me to these bitch rappers, that's mumbo jumbo shit. If we shopping in Atlanta, bitch, I'm fifth through Cumberland. She say she been out here running shit, well, I got her stumbling. I like bank accounts bigger than Texas. I like keeping blue faces like I'm Jade and Alexa. I'm a number one star, no wanna see me, gotta pay. And I like my cash money like I'm Breezy F, baby.
I like money. Big money, I like money. Big money, I like money. Big money, I like money. Big money,
I like running up a big ass check. Bitch, I'm independent, that's a big ass flex. We was talking business, but the price was too low. Low, I like running up a big bang roll.
I like money. Big money, I like money.
Next to a bitch you think go hard, let's see who can rap for real. Like, why so many names on your song credits? You cap for real. My split sheet say BB and my producer, that's that for real. Maybe that's why I ain't hit the chart yet, cause I rap for real. Fuckin' Johnny, we don't need them niggas. BB buckin' Johnny, they gon' fuck around and call me crime up how I'm neckin' Johnny. BB stand on business, they gon' have to give me something, Johnny. Tell them I like money, I don't do this shit for nothing, Johnny.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, abbreviation. That joint is crazy. I like money. We in the building right now, running a little bit on overtime. We running on overtime right now. If you want to hit me up, now's the time. Now's the time. A couple of extra minutes in the show. All right, they banging on the doors. They trying to get me out of here, but I'm saying nope. I'm not leaving right now. We got some more stuff to do. Got some more stuff to play. All right, this is a banger right here, just released recently. All right, big shout out to the Lost Boys. This is definitely heat right here. All right. Then get money.
Learn how to put the motherfucking weed in the bag first. Then get money. Yeah, then get money. Lost boy. Then get money. Then get money. Then get money.
Speak nice. Let's do it, nigga.
Then get money.
Yeah.
Then get money.
The streets is waiting, baby.
Ignite.
L's.
Okay.
You got all night,
queen.
Nigga. You got all night.
Chuck.
Some might repeat with me,
creep with me,
now again, eat with me,
sleep with me,
cheap for me, now my man, she's with me,
not one. How you just freaking so frequently?
Deepest, see, I've been mad low like the deepest beat recently. My grind's been keeping me peacefully, but in my past, I leave that ass sleepily. Don't ask no questions, don't speak to me. 5K1 niggas, confession, you have to speak. Tragically, that is be constantly after me, but in my past, I smash and may not repeat. I can peek, I could seek, and take suggestions. And Zaza's in session, repeat, no more questions. You're stressing, my favors counting my blessings. Like Jeopardy, I'm out, ain't no catching me. Peacefully, I, tranquilo, papi. But in my
past, put the motherfucking weed in the bag first. Then get money. Then get money. Then get money. Then get money.
Yeah. LB fan, baby. In the building.
Then get money.
Word.
Then get money.
What?
Then get money.
Then get money.
Then get money.
Then get money.
Nah, what up, though?
Hey yo, hey yo, listen, you can front homie, I'ma play them back. Some say he fire, but to us homie whack. Nah, it's just my opinion though. See, I'm from the past when it wasn't cold hating if you called the nigga trash. Back, I've always been underrated. Went out, put no work, came back.
Man, I made it.
That's right, the kiss, I'm not some overnight shit. Off the top shit, and the nigga right shit. This be some light shit, top down breezy. Been rockin' over 20 years, this here's easy. Been through a lot, took it on the chin. Came back with the combo, the boys for the win. Work, so let the games begin. Better have thick skin for this game we in. Got the work poppin', hot supply on flow. Streets is buzzin', nigga, you already know.
Then get money, then get money. Then get money, then get money. Then get money, then get money.
Yeah, it's rocked out for a few more minutes. 30 Basement Radio, new music coming from the Lost Boys. Once again, we'll be in the building tomorrow starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, making it do what it do most definitely with all the banging newest artists and, of course, our guest, J-Track, scheduled to be in the building. Matter of fact, let me see if I could just do this real quick. Can I do this real quick? Do I have that ready? I don't even think I got that ready for y'all. I was gonna give a little sneak right quick and blaze that a little bit early. Alright, well yeah, I don't even got it ready. I thought I might have had that ready. Alright, Dirty Basement Radio, it's live radio, but we'll have it ready for y'all for tomorrow. Alright, that J-Track's banger. Alright, alongside the Sexy Red. He got the Sexy Red feature on that. So, you know, he worked and he definitely got a story to tell. Alright, a couple more joints before I skedaddle on out the building. Let me see what I want to play right quick. A couple more things in mind. Jazzo, something you want to say real quick before we get on out of here?
God bless. Good night. It's like, no, I feel like, bro, so bad. We about to blow up. No, just everybody just keep on looking out. Just Google me because I'm on all the social media. Dazzo Williams, Dazzo 780 King. Just Google me. But look out for brother. Yo, he's about to come out real hard. I got a lot of stuff that's coming. Certain things I'm not at liberty to say on right now, but Celebrity DJ Sincere will be doing a lot of things And I'm about to mess him up real quick because I'm going to give him one little secret. He's going to be walking in a movie that's coming up within the next 3 to 4 months. And he just found that out himself. And I ain't telling him nothing else. So, but just look out for this brother. Look out for myself because I'll definitely be coming back. The Celebrity Media King is in the house. And Tyler, keep on doing what y'all do. Remedy, Mr. Raw, this is our year. You know what I mean? Keep y'all faith in God, and I keep my faith in y'all. That's all.
All right, Jazz, I appreciate all your hard work, brother. We're definitely going to be doing it. Definitely going to be doing it. Got a lot of stuff in store. All right, before we get on out the door, big shout-out to my dude, Blueprint. All right, he got a whole situation that we're definitely going to be tapping into also, Jazzo. He got the Sunday Fun Day Tour, going to be going around the country. Our first one is scheduled for South Carolina. I'll be bringing y'all more information on that ASAP. We're going to be looking for all type of artists and performers, not just musical artists, but also performers. If you're a magician, if you're a juggler, if you're whatever kind of talent that you have, it's definitely going to be like that. We want all type of family-orientated and family-friendly entertainment. We're going to be coming to different kind of parks and outdoor spaces near you. Coming real soon, starting real soon in South Carolina. So look for my timeline on Instagram and on Twitter for more information real soon on that. Big shout out to, once again, my dude Blueprint for this whole, community-based situation for folks to have, come out and join together and have a real good time, real good vibes. And, sometimes we don't even, depending on where you live at, you may not get to, mingle with your neighbors, sometimes even your next door neighbors as much as you should, or just the people in general in your community. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself an opportunity to do just that. All right, this is Blueprint on this joint right here. Big shout out to him. Getting on, ready to get on out the door. All right, this is Love to Love. All right, tune in tomorrow, starting at 5. Y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
Call me Six Flags, I call her Bad Girl. We be laughing so much, we wake the whole world. She the type to make your new chick your old girl. I'm the type to make her eyes see a new world. Bonafide, the type to see the truth in lies. So when we vibe, I mean like we really vibe. And when we lit, I mean like we really live. They think we fucked it already when it's just a vibe. And if we ever did, I wouldn't testify. But if it's that good, I wouldn't tell a lie. She'd probably do the same, I wouldn't be surprised. She's so exotic, I think she got me hypnotized. Every time that we parted, arson, putting out the fire that we started. Sirens ringing, don't wanna be a prisoner. Dreaming, might wanna have some kids with her. So mystique, I could be a gift for her. Phone ringer, I wonder if this is her. Play it cool, I see she wanna get with me. She a fool, always love to live to laugh with me. Phone call drop, then she called me right back. Perfect match, my type of caliber. So sweet, put a straw in the bath water. I'm out of order, but the type of man a quarter. Find a thing, think I want a four. Lord forgive us every scene on recorder. Them just a product, it's true, movie, devil wears Prada, I'm weak, guess it's time I better pray to Allah, Papa, seeing visions riding on my carpet, passion, I can see it live in the action, crashing, throw it on the TV, now it's casting, blasting, every sound effect we be crafting, laughing, every little bit we be grabbing, back, forth, body still we acting, head, forward, back and forth and smacking, Ripley, breaking every record, status happening.